The McKinleyville Community Services District Board will be meeting on Wednesday, January 8th, beginning at 6 p.m. in Azalea Hall. The meeting will commence with the swearing-in of newly elected board members David Couch and Dennis Mayo, before recessing into a closed-door session to discuss a long-standing civil court case against the county and the Board of Supervisors. The public session is expected to resume at 7 p.m. The agenda includes consideration of Resolution 2014-05, which will begin the Proposition 218 process to increase the water rates for the second time since 2012. The second rate increase is needed due to the failure of Wilden Financial Services to include the actual cost of buying water to service the customers, which amounted to 37% of the routine costs not being accounted for in their rate analysis. The glaring omission of such a large cost not being included was not discovered by the Community Services District until many months later, after the new rates coming in were not matching the anticipated revenue. The current rate includes only 22 cents for every unit of water, whereas the actual cost should have been $1.22. The 2012 water rate increase was intended to be part of a five-year plan for incremental annual rate increases in both water and wastewater rates. However, the flawed rate analysis used resulted in the approved rate increase being far too low, and the district has been accumulating an increasing deficit ever since. Property owners will be sent a notice from the Community Services District regarding a public hearing scheduled for March 5th at 7 p.m. on the rate increase, which is a requirement of the Prop 218 process. The anticipated impact on the average single-family home using 8 units of water per month would be a $12.06 increase in the monthly bill, rising from $20.57 currently to $32.63 starting in March. The majority of that increase comes from the additional costs of buying water from the Humboldt Bay Municipal Water District, which were not included in the 2012 rate increase. There is also a $3.66 surcharge to recover the approximately $400,000 in lost revenue that has accumulated since the last increase, which is anticipated to last 4 years. Additionally, there will be rate increases every March through 2018. An average single-family home can expect their base water rate to raise another $7.94 during that time. This will be in addition to the increasing costs of buying water that will be directly passed on to the customers. A property owner or customer can file a protest about the proposed rate increase in writing before or during the March 5th public hearing. If 50% plus one of the customers protest the increase, then it will not be allowed according to the Prop 218 guidelines. However, the McKinleyville Community Services District is digging further and further into a fiscal hole due to the costly mistakes made in the earlier rate increase. Customers can get further information at the Community Services District office or online at mckinleyvillecsd.com. The agenda packet for the January 8th meeting, which is available online, contains a revised rate increase report submitted by Wilden Financial for the board members starting on page 44. This has been Sharon Wolf for the RioDelTimes.com reporting for KMUD Radio.